Hello. How are you today, sir?
All right.
Great. My name is Tony. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade this current school year?
Just one.
Just one? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
I'm 40.
40. Now, which of the following best describes the school your child attends this current school year? A district public school in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, homeschool?
The district, Boston
district,
public school.
Okay, Boston, okay. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, this is going to be very, very short, okay? How do you describe your gender?
Male.
Awesome. And how would you describe your race?
Caucasian, white.
Caucasian, white. Now, thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston public schools, what grade is your child in this current school year?
Fourth.
Fourth. Oh, okay. Are you having fun? I remember when I got two kids. When one of my kids was in fourth grade, oh, my God. You had to do everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to be part of, and you had to take part of everything. You know, plays, career day, you know, things like that. Oh, my God, that is so much fun. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System also preferred to us the BPS system is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system? Are you
Go ahead.
Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school, A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
B. How about Boston public schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston public schools, A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
And thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she is doing with the Boston public schools, A, B, C, D, or F?
B, again, yeah.
As you may know, the Boston public school system says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative and welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not all well.
Somewhat well.
As you may know, the Boston public school system says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston public school system is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not all.
Very well.
If you had to say, whose interests do you think the Boston public school system is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two. parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system, leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
Probably the students and the politicians.
Okay. And how engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat, not too engaged, not all engaged.
Very engaged.
Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Somewhat, okay.
Somewhat.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Would you agree strongly, somewhat, or disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Strongly agree. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agreed.
Strongly or somewhat?
I disagree, yeah. So
somewhat.
Strongly.
Agree. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, strongly, okay.
Yeah.
And the communications I receive from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand. Would you agree strongly or somewhat, or disagree somewhat or strongly?
I strongly agree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Would you agree or disagree, either strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. We're almost done, so I truly thank you for your patience and cooperation. I'm going to try to speed it up, okay? Now, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are in school? Very concerned, somewhat, not too concerned, not all concerned.
Not too concerned.
Okay. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat, not too concerned, not all concerned.
Not too concerned.
About how many days has your child been absent from school so far this school year? 0, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
1 to 4.
Okay. What are the reasons your child has been absent from school so far this year? Have they been absent for COVID, mental health, safety concerns, family obligations, or doesn't want to go to school, or other illness?
Not he was sick one day in a family event thing, so yeah, but not COVID.
Okay, okay, but it was another illness, okay.
Yeah.
But not because of COVID, not because of mental health, no safety concerns, no family obligations. They didn't want to go to school. It was other type of illness, correct?
Yeah, typical, yeah.
Okay. Now, does your child's school offer fresh food prepared on-site at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
You know, I don't know the answer to that one. I know he gets meals. I'm not sure if it's prepared on-site or not.
As you may know, the BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your child's school? Overall cleanliness, outdoor space, safety, classrooms, air quality, something else, or nothing?
That probably just classrooms, you know.
Classrooms, okay.
Yeah.
And does your child have an individualized education plan?
Yes.
Sometimes called IEP, okay. Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
The last few questions, we're almost done, thank you very much, are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College degree.
Okay. So there was a bachelor's degree, correct?
Correct.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to less than 35, 35 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, or 150,000, that's the one, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with this survey. I truly thank you for your patience and cooperation. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful
day. Oh, thank you, and you have a good day, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.